This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Marriage equality over in the UK, which has been legal now for quite some time. The Office of National Statistics in the UK, which is, you know, the stats people, have released the...
Imagine what sort of job that would have been in the 70s. Like how easy would that job have been in the British government's public service in the 70s, working for the Department of Statistics?
The Department of Administrative Affairs? How many quangos do we have? Now, they've released
Sorry, distracting you.
We digress. I'm easily distracted. They've released the official figures, which show same-sex weddings in the UK, in the first year, accounted for 2% of all weddings.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Well, you know, it was the first year. It was just starting, all that sort of stuff. But that has led one of the, you know, those groups.
Yeah.
The Coalition for Marriage.
Oh, yes.
Who we are. I think you know where that goes.
That'd be like the Marriage Alliance here.
Pick one of those. Yeah. They're all the same. Have now said that this shows that marriage equality is, of course, a flop.
Oh, it's a flop.
It's a flop. And, you know, there have been so few same-sex marriages, but the shockwaves of this momentous decision to redefine marriage continue to reverberate around our culture.
So almost nobody's done it, but it's reverberating.
Oh, it's reverberating.
The ramifications are just like dreadful. The world's coming to an end,
and
even though no one's doing it, according to the
same person.
Yeah.
And then they said, so thanks to the redefinition of marriage, all manner of future marriage redefinitions are now being advocated. And there are reports.
Reports?
Yes.
Tell me some of these reports.
Of the rise of sologamy.
Say what?
Solo. People seeking to marry themselves. As they said,
come to think of it, there's a few gay boys I know that would probably be in for that.
I'm in love with myself. As they said, there's no doubt sologamy is only promoted by a few individuals. Well, as you would expect.
It's never going to be a team sport, is it?
No. It's all about me. Apparently, the idea is to give yourself a commitment that values self-love and self-compassion.
Sounded more and more like loads of people I know.
So they said it's been a growing phenomenon, apparently.
Right. How many people are advocating for that so
well,
far?
Well, apparently, people have looked into this.
Right.
And we have found a grand total
looked in the
of...
mirror?
No, we found one example of sologamy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was when, on Glee, when Sue Sylvester married herself... That's it.
It's the only documented evidence of sologamy ever.
Yeah, we got nothing else.
Righto.
But go sologamy. Now, moving on to the next sign. I think the end of the world is nigh.
End of the world is nigh.
Yes, yes. You know how
that's disappointing. I had a couple of things in my diary.
Yeah, well, possibly too late, unfortunately. You know, the normal signs of the apocalypse, you know, the four horsemen coming down, you know, Adam Sandler releasing new movies, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Which bit?
Not the four horsemen part.
Oh.
And I blame the internet providers for this. Netflix, I'm looking at you.
Oh,
you know why I'm looking at Netflix and saying
it's your... The providers of streaming movies and television
because,
through the internet.
Because, quite
the
frankly,
internet.
We all thought Adam Sandler's career was like the dodo, passed on, dead.
Well, I think it
ceased
has.
Ceased to live.
It's no one told him.
No. Then Netflix threw some money at him.
No.
And I'm saying, you should be ashamed of yourself, people. They have signed him up to a 4-movie deal.
Four
freaking movies from Adam Sandler. And now I did say Adam Sandler, not Adam Samuel. Hello, Adzie Sadzie, if you're there. But, you know, they are both the equivalent level of humour.
I was going to say, you get to hear Adzie Sadzie's regular level of humour every Saturday morning from next week.
I know. It's fabulous. Hey, Adam. So I'm sorry, but Netflix, you're a disgrace to humanity. This deal needs to be stopped. I'm outraged. It's the end of the world. Because quite frankly, nobody needs another Adam Sandler. Nobody needs another Adam Sandler movie.
Adam Samuel hasn't gone to movies yet. He's trying.
Well, they've done a deal with Adam Sandler. As you know, the Russian government, well, they're not exactly the friendliest to the LGBTIQ community.
Oh, I don't know.
They're not the, let's be honest, probably not the worst in the world, but they're
Vlad put all those pictures up. Who else was he trying to impress?
Well, with those hideous pictures of him without shirts on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Being all manly on a horse.
Oh, God. But, oh, well, no, I didn't just have a little bit of, I had a full up chuck. but now the Russian government.
Yes.
They're thinking of their own people now. They've issued some travel advice for Russians as they travel over abroad into places like Europe or Canada, any of these sorts of places.
As any responsible Department of Foreign Affairs probably should do.
Now, the Russian government travel advisory has said, it says it's warning homophobic Russian citizens to avoid...
Specifically there, says. So if they're not homophobic, they're not warning them.
No, that's fine. Because it's advising homophobic Russian citizens who are travelling abroad...
Did they use those
not
words?
..not to do homophobic attacks while they're abroad.
Oh, right, because that might not go down in those other countries.
No, apparently it's not au fait in some of these other countries.
Right.
So they've actually said that they've warned people, the tourists, against causing offence because they may see people from non-traditional sexual orientations as they holiday in Western Europe or Canada. And they are actually specifically mentioning those countries.
Okay.
Now, the guidance for France warns them not to speak or act abusively to members of the LGBT community.
Okay. Well, it sort of makes sense.
Yeah. When it's in Spain, they advise public expression of negative attitudes to persons with different sexual orientation are not met with understanding generally by others. So you should refrain from it. And the guidance for Denmark and Austria warns the Russians not to make offensive remarks to the local gay people.
Right. Okay.
Oh, Canada gets the longest warning, though.
Really?
Yes. The travel advice warns there is a serious fixation on sexual equality in Canada, which has long legalised same-sex marriage. And it cautions Russians against telling homophobic jokes, noting that in addition to public condemnation in urban areas with many sexual minorities, especially Vancouver, Toronto and Montreal, there is a risk of punishment in the form of fines and being charged with hate crimes. They didn't mention any other countries, though.
Oh, so they can be homophobic Australia.
Apparently, yes.
Oh, Asia.
Fine, according to the Russians.
UK?
Fine.
Oh.
It's just those other ones, you know, those particularly, you know, equal countries. Nasty.
Oh, those Russians.
Now, quickly, just one last piece of Russian news for you.
Russian?
As you know, the Russians...
Oh, those Russians.
Yes. Now, you know the Power Rangers movie?
Yes.
Let's be blunt. It's a kids' movie.
Yes.
But not in Russia. Russia has announced that it will be rated 18 plus for adults only. That's right. It's up there with softcore porn.
Why?
Because there is one tiny little scene where the yellow Power Ranger mentions something about having girl troubles. Power Ranger is a girl.
Right. Okay.
And it's literally about a 1 minute scene. And that has made it fall foul of their promotion of homosexuality laws.
Hang on, but is the Power Ranger a boy?
No, the Power Ranger's a girl.
And having
she has girl troubles.
So,
with a girlfriend.
Why is that? Oh, with the...
Not that kind
of...
No.
I thought you meant the other sort of girl problems.
No.
Right.
Girlfriend girl problems.
Okay.
So they've decided it is now an adults-only movie.
Right.
Oh, Russia.
Oh, those Russians.
Now, as you know, the Olympics are coming up in Japan in 2020. That's the Olympics and the Paralympics, of course.
I didn't know. I don't take any paying attention.
Well, by the time 2020 comes around, you'll be noticing it because you'll see ads everywhere for it. And I'm assuming all the Japanese companies will be sponsoring it. So you'll be seeing it everywhere.
Olympic edition electronic goods.
And cars. It's always cars have got Olympic editions. But anyway, so the Japanese government wants to make sure that they've got some good English speakers for the Olympics.
Well, we've been to Japan, tourists. And they're not that bad.
No, they're quite good.
Most of the Japanese sort of under 25...
They all learn it.
They all learn it, and they all get by quite well. I mean, you know, I'm the white man that can only speak my own language, they're great. They speak
I know, we
English.
Need the translator on the phone or have a Japanese person with us, which is what we had last time.
Yes.
Thank you, Yuki. You're a legend. But the Japanese government is concerned that their population are not proficient in speaking English as against reading and writing English.
All right. So the only, I guess I understand where they're coming from, because the only issue we had was the only time we had a trouble was just jumping in a cab, because generally the cabs are driven by,
well, they were driven
men
by older
over
men.
55, yes. 60, and they didn't speak any English. Mm. And even pointing to a picture with the hotel on it that had English writing on it, they had no idea.
No.
Funnily enough.
No, I know. Surprise, they don't speak English. Yeah. But
or read it.
Surprise.
Don't you read this? Can't you read this?
And then they'll show you Japanese and you go, what? Why would I be able to read that? So the Japanese government wants to improve the quality of the spoken English in Japan of the Japanese people.
Yep. Good idea.
Because they would like, you know, to extract as much money and that sort of thing from all the tourists.
Sounds like a very good idea.
It's usually what it is. Yeah. We're not sure about where they've turned to get that spoken English improved.
Oh.
Because they're going to get the
How
students...
About turning to English-speaking teachers?
They're going to get the students to watch some British television. Right, so, okay, fine. There's some great, you know, British television there. But here's the two shows they've chosen to show the students.
Let me guess. Is it Are You Being Served?
Close. They are getting the students, this is in the Fukuoka Prefecture, where they've started it. They'll be using Faulty Towers and Red Dwarf. Now, can you see where I could be a little concerned about how they'll end up speaking?
They'll all speak like Manuel.
Well, that was what actually the BBC said that. They said, we're a bit concerned that they may end up speaking like Manuel rather than, you know.
Or they'll all speak like his wife. What's that?
Sybil. Basil! Basil! So anyway, they're the two.
Yes. Oh, I know.
That'd be good on the telephone. So anyway, if you go to Japan in the next few years and you start hearing people who sound like...
I know.
Like you're going, oh my God, is that Sybil or Basil? Or is that the dude from Red Dwarf?
Lister. Yes. Oh, no, Lister's the... No, who's the...
No, he's one of the dudes in Red Dwarf.
No, the guy with the Rastafarian, was he...
That's Lister.
Lister, yeah.
Or the cat guy. If you start hearing people sounding like that, it's because that's how they were taught English.
Amazing. That'd be funny, but...
It'll be... Actually, if they all end up talking like Basil and Sybil, it would be freaking brilliant. Now, it is Transgender Day of Visibility.
Yes, it is.
Hashtag TDOV on your social media platforms. And one of the things you notice is that the trans community is becoming a lot more visible on television.
Oh. Oh, we're going to do that. All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the shows that has all of a sudden got a trans person on, mm-hmm. and it actually just aired just this week in the US of A, so it's around the right time, was Say Yes to the Dress.
What's Say Yes to the Dress?
Where wedding dress show.
Is it?
Yes.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, my God, Chris.
Explain the concept.
Girls stand there and they're in a dress shop. And everybody picks a dress for them for their wedding.
Everybody? Well,
their family
friends.
Stands there with their friends
would,
in that.
Why would they have all their friends and family do that?
Because
that
they need to judge them until they get the right dress.
That would just be painful.
Chris, this is one of the biggest shows in the world. Say Yes to the Dress. There's like
really?
Say Yes to the Dress Australia, Say Yes to the Dress, blah, 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 blah. It's like The Real Housewives.
This is one of those shows where I go into social media mode on my iPad,
Chris,
when you're watching
Chris,
it.
Chris, I don't watch it, but I've seen the ads.
You know all about it.
I know about a lot of things. Anyway.
Okay, so it's a very...
Back to
it's
this.
A world-famous, highly popular,
yes.
international series of shows about wedding dresses.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Are we
Got
right
it.
Now?
Got it.
And the first ever trans bride has appeared on Say Yes to the Dress, and she just aired in the US on the 25th, so it was only a couple of days ago.
Right.
And it's, so it was... what's her name? It's Gabby Gibson.
Okay.
Had a dress done, and she's the first one in the world to be a transgender woman on a bridal show. Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh, okay. I was trying to work out where the first is, because obviously we've had trans people. Well,
there's been
trans
people on other shows
before. Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. I Am Kate ran for 2 years. Nobody noticed, but it ran for 2 years.
Yeah.
So she's the first one, and we don't have any word yet on when it's actually going to be aired here, because TLC is the network that it appears on, and they're not known for their fast tracking. But I have to read these bits because this is the important bit for wedding dresses.
Right.
And this is actually the hard bit because I have to pronounce these names.
Okay.
Now, apparently she was very excited because she chose a Pernina Tornay satin sheath fit and flare gown with infused glitter lace overlay. Does that make sense to anybody? I was speaking English there.
Don't ask me.
Well, anyway, keep an eye out, because Gabby Gibson will be coming up on an upcoming episode of TLC's Say Yes to the Dress as the first transgender bride on the show in history.
It's great. It's good news.
No, it is. It's all about what? Visibility. And, of course, it is still Transgender Day of Visibility today. Hashtag TDOV on your social media platforms. Now, one of the shows that's been going around for a little while now, I think it's come, this has been renewed for a third season on TLC, funnily enough, is I Am Jazz, which is the story of the young teenage trans girl in the US of A.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she, she's coming up to series three. It's just been renewed by TLC. Now, in her second season was the one where she actually started to really get backlash in the US during, you know, for being a trans teenager, and she started to actually get a lot of hate mail and phone calls and that sort of thing.
It's quite sad when people are actually picking on a teenager.
I know.
It's
like, but I will say, she is one hell of a resilient teenager, Jazz. Her name is Jazz Jennings. And so in the new season, she's going to be they've done the promo shots for it. So she's going to be considering gender reassignment surgery.
Okay.
In the US.
How old is she?
She is 16.
Okay.
And she's also going to start doing more TV appearances.
Right.
And she's going on with people with of the what you would call the right.
Oh.
So she's getting herself out there. But
she's going to take the argument right up to
yes.
them.
Yes. But funnily enough, I didn't realise. She actually does a whole lot of other stuff. She's got a what's she got? She's got a charity that she helps run for trans children. She's even done a Clean and Clear advertising campaign in the US of A.
So apart from being a amazing trans teenager.
Yeah, she's actually
she's a complete
advocate.
She's a real overachiever, which is what we hate about teenagers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a very modern teenager. And she is about to have a doll released of her as well. And as the toy company, they're pretty sure it will be the first transgender doll on the market.
Ooh.
It's an 18-inch doll. I don't know, how big is 18 inches?
A foot and a half.
There you go. That's how big the doll of Jazz will
be. You don't know how tall that is, do you?
No, I don't.
45 centimetres.
So about a pretty big doll. So that'll be around later this year as well. So keep an eye out, but also keep an eye out on TLC for I Am Jazz Season 3.
Amazing.
But I do have to throw in there a quick extra one. Now, the Murphys did mention this morning, but I have to mention it as well because it is such a brilliant story as well about the lovely lady Patricia Davies over in the UK who has come out as trans at the age of 90. I say, love, you are a legend.
That's not a Murphy's Law clap, by the way. That's
no.
a CNC Drive Factory clap.
Now, she's actually known she was trans or known something was different since she was 3, but back in the day, you know, there was no internet, any of that sort of stuff. So it took her a long time to work out what she wanted to be. And so she's finally decided to transition now. She's had an aunt who lived to 104. So they're a long-lived family. And as she said, she hopes she's got some time left now to enjoy her post-transition life.
So do we.
I say, good on you,
love. Well done.
And I guess the motto has to, because she worked out that she was trans by watching the BBC sitcom Boy Meets Girl, which is the sitcom, which only ran for a year or two, about the guy who is dating a trans woman, a sitcom. Wow. And that was what got her going.
Okay.
So it shows it's never too late to be yourself, people.
Absolutely.
Keeping up with the Kardashians. Apparently, ratings plummeting.
Ooh.
It is in very real danger of being axed.
Oh, dear.
I know. Wouldn't that be a tragedy for the world? But, of course, Mumager Kris Jenner is not taking these things, you know, lightly. She's putting everything she can into the show.
Mm.
But if it gets axed, she has a fallback plan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's Keeping Up with the Kardashians animated.
What?
That's right.
So they can just make the stories up and voice them.
They already do.
What are you saying? It's not reality?
It's quasi-reality. All those shows are like it. It's like Real Housewives of Sydney, you know? Oh, actually, oh, no, it is pretty much the same thing.
That show is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And that show should never come back.
And they are.
And people who are watching it are contributing to the fact that it will come back.
And I'm going to say
disgrace.
They are horrible women.
Oh, they are.
Horrible.
Awful.
Real Housewives of Melbourne is so much nicer. Who would have thought? Ours are classy. Oh, my God. Anyway, she's pitched a animated Keeping Up with the Kardashians sort of spin-offy type thing.
Yeah.
The entire family is to be featured. As we all know, the entire family does not include Caitlyn.
No.
They don't speak of Caitlyn anymore.
No, don't they?
No.
Oh, because the book's about to come out too. Yeah.
And that will be what is known as a total, total slam of Kris Jenner. So anyway, that's possibly been coming up. So we shall see if it does appear or not. I'm sure they'll all be drawn very flatteringly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they'll all be skinny with big boobs and massive asses.
Oh. And with champagne going from, in that weird
that kind
way.
Of crap.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll do a robbing exercise episode.
Oh, no, they've already done that on the actual version of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Recreation.
No. Kim actually did the whole, you know, teary on camera type thing, which they said they wouldn't do, but the ratings were down, so they did it.
Right. Okay. Got it.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.